life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to the Macross Plus episode of the Dynamite in the Brain anime podcast. I am Brian Smith, and as ever, over there is my co-host, Anthony Askew.
Good evening.
And today, we are joined by Grace Chan and Leon Everett.
Hello.
Insert applause.
Yeah, I don't have my soundboard. I've not had my soundboard plugged in for a while, but don't think it had applause on it. It had Christmas songs and...
It's had booze. And crying.
Yeah.
You need to start using that more, because I would like more, like, door-opening sound effects when someone enters and stuff.
Maybe
like
a couple sirens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get them anyway. Okay, we are here talking about Macross Plus, and so this is the manga video press release, which I've taken from Animagin. From the director of the legendary 1882 TV series, Macross.
1882.
That's what it said. They said they left
legendary.
They'd left the typo in, so the typo was even from the press release, it wasn't from the website. And written by the manga legend Shoji Kawamori, Macross Plus is a four-part action-packed series with authentic mecha designs. Authentic? Macross Plus takes place 40 years after the original Macross, 2040 AD, on the colonial planet Eden. The Ministry of Defense are testing and developing transformer aircraft, a new advanced defense to conquer alien attacks. Isamu Dyson is a jet fighter and also a maverick, assigned as the new test pilot on Project Supernova. The competition hots up when Isamu discovers that his old rival Gould is the test pilot for the competing project. The arrival of Myung, a mutual ex-girlfriend, adds even more tension to the conflict as the battle for the skies begins. And so this is directed by Chief Director Shoji Kawamori, Director Shinichiro Watanabe, who we know from Cowboy Bebop and Space Dandy. Screenplay by Keiko Nobumoto, who we know from Cowboy Bebop and Space Dandy. Character design by Masayuki, who character design-wise did Bao and Doomed Megalopolis, two things we'll eventually get around to podcasting. And mecha design, of course, by Shoji Kawamori. And stuff we've talked about previously, where his mecha designs was on the Crusher Joe movie and Ulysses 31. And if you're watching the dub, of course, it famously has Lee Stone as Isamu Dyson, who is the pseudonym of Bryan Cranston, presumably not wanting to get caught by the union. That he was. Well, yes, because he was probably doing non-union work, so he was using the pseudonym.
Cheeky. Imagine he went to prison for like all these voices he was doing back
then. No, he would go to prison, but he might get in trouble with whichever unions he belonged to.
Well, you don't know. Prison sentence, 12 years to Bryan Cranston.
This was just before he got the role as the dentist on Seinfeld.
Oh, no, it's nearly the same character.
And no Breaking Bad. Oh. That's an alternate timeline.
Imagine.
So, let's get into our history with it. Have we all seen this before?
No.
You've never seen this before, Grace?
No, I only watched it for this podcast. Actually, the reason I was like, cool, Macross sounds awesome, because I remember watching Macross loads when I was in animation college. And then I remembered that was Macross Zero, not Macross Plus.
So you were watching the wrong one.
Yeah, I know. So this is my first time watching it. And I watched the OVA. Were we supposed to watch the movie?
No, I watched the OVA as well.
Yes.
Anthony watched the OVA. Which one did you watch, Leon?
I watched both.
I wish I'd watched both. Ooh. I wish I'd watched the movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie before. The movie was the one I'd owned, but watching the OVA now, I was like, oh, yeah, there's bits missing that I remember, particularly at the end. So I first saw some of it when I bought Volume 2 on VHS, very cheap in 1996, in an Al Price sale. Horrifying, Anthony. 20 years later.
Remember the price.
That I picked up a second volume of a series and watched it without watching the first.
That's horrific.
I feel sick.
And then I bought the movie when it came out on VHS in 97. And I don't think I'd seen all the OVA until a few years back when I went round Ivan's and we watched it there. How about you, Anthony?
Oh, I saw this. Back in the day, AMV people were using it left, right, and centre. And I was like, I've got to watch it. I've got to watch it. So I picked it up on DVD.
Oh, you're not wrong there, Anthony, because I've made a mistake. That is where I first saw it, as an AMV. The very first fansub VHS that I got, they filled up the rest of the space with AMVs, and one was a Macross Plus AMV.
Might have been the one I've seen. Probably was. But yeah, and then I just had to buy it, and I bought the double box set from Manga Video.
How about you, Leon?
I can't remember the circumstance of how I saw it the first time, and I think the first time I saw it was as the movie. I can't remember exactly if it was on TV or something, like maybe Sci-Fi or Bravo or whatever, or in the scramble for VHS type anime in the late 90s. It was just one of the bunch that I picked up and watched. I can't remember.
Now, Grace, as you hadn't seen it before, but you had seen Macross Zero, what were you expecting going in? Anything? Or was it a blank slate?
Actually, I didn't know what to expect because I don't really know that much about Macross because it's...
Grace?
Can you hear me?
You went silent for a moment.
All right, sorry. It's kind of a guy... anime, so I never really got into it, but I liked Macross Plus just for the animation because I thought that was really good, or Macross Zero. So going into Macross Plus, I had no idea what the story is going to be about or anything, so no expectations.
Now the rest of us, have we seen any other Macross outings?
Just an AMV. Hold on. What was the original?
So you've got Super Dimensional Fortress Macross was the original, which got turned into part of Robotech.
Yeah, that's what I've seen the Robotech bit then, and I thought it was quite dull. From what I saw, of course.
Then there was Macross 2, which has been wiped out of continuity, but it did get a UK release on VHS. Then there was Macross 7, which we've watched a bit of on the podcast.
Is that the musical one?
That's the one with the guy...
Concert, band.
The pacifist guy who just flies into war zones and plays his guitar at them.
Mm-hmm.
Macross Zero, which I've seen... Again, most of these I've seen a few episodes of. I've never seen an entire one apart from Plus. Then there was Macross Frontier... And then, currently, there's Macross Delta, which just started.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, my Robotech was the drunken DVD purchase at Con that year. I bought the entire box set while I was drunk in a dealer's room, and I must have only watched maybe two episodes. So it's not doing well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you watched two episodes, so you're one episode away, I think, from... I might be thinking of Nadesco, which has a similar event, but yeah, you're a few episodes away from it taking its turn.
Oh, does it go really good?
An event happens which you don't expect to happen in the series.
Oh.
If you haven't heard about it.
I haven't. Tell me now because I'll never watch it.
You'll never watch it. Okay.
I don't think I'll ever watch it.
So the guy who set up as like the cool, ace pilot, Roy Fokker.
Roy Fokker.
That's the name. Okay.
Years before Meet the Fockers. Same spelling. Yeah, so he gets killed really early on in the series.
I want to watch it now. And is it like a big... Oh, I guess it would shock people.
Yeah
it was sad.
Roy Fokker.
See, the whole Macross sort of thing, I've not watched much, but I have seen... I watched all of Robotech, so season one being its weird Macross version. I watched all of that when it was on the Sci-Fi Channel on Saturday mornings. And then I watched these back in the day, and then all I've watched since then was Macross Frontier. And that's all, really.
Yeah, you're the resident Macross expert by the sounds of things.
Yeah, that's all. That's loads.
But the weird thing with them is, like with the first series, with its thing as Robotech, I remember, like, being really excited and hyped up, and then going back and trying to watch it, and it really has suffered. But it's kind of cool in a nostalgic type way, but it really has suffered from the time it was done and, like, the dub. But Macross Frontier was weird. It was oddly fun. I mean, they really ramp up the music starlet part of it. But the song's actually really, really good for like J-poppy songs like that. So it's a fun show.
Well, Macross Delta's now about a idol group rather than solo acts, yeah.
Oh, that was on my watch list. It's not anymore, I don't think.
It still has the Macross mix of always a singer-type characters and also jet fighters flying around, but...
That's in every Macross thing.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's like they want their cake to eat it. They want this tale of how culture will bring people together across different alien species. But at the same time, they also want to draw jet fighters blowing each other up. So yeah, Macross 7 is like the ultimate in that, where the main character is just like absolute pacifist. The most amount of violence he does in the entire series, he punches somebody once.
That sounds boring. I mean, I mean, what's the point of flying a jet fighter?
So you can play your guitar at people.
If you're like such a pacifist, it's, come on.
What he does is he shoots speakers into people's jets so they can hear his guitar playing.
His mixtape.
Yeah.
Bow down, J-pop.
He is a character that people find hard to like, both within the series and outside the series in actual human beings. So I was looking at Twitter, looking him up, and I was like, there was just people going, I can't stand that guy.
If my memory serves me right, I think we really liked it.
We did quite like it, yeah.
And the main guy was fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes though. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get on with more stuff about Macross Plus. So, watching it now, Grace, as you're new to it, what were your first impressions?
Well, like, even though I said I didn't really have any expectations, I knew Macross is like giant robots and jets and stuff, so I thought it was going to be like a kind of anime Top Gun or something, but it wasn't. It ended up being like this love triangle between the douchebag and another douchebag that's uglier. And the girl is so annoying, and it's just like, I don't care about any of these people. Just fly in your jets and kill each other. But yeah, just watching it from an animation point of view as well. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm used to watching YouTube videos now these days with like jump cuts everywhere. So like this animation, it was like, it really felt like, it was like a feature film script stretched out. So there's a lot of just kind of empty frames doing nothing. And it's like, you could cut 10 seconds here, or like, sorry, 2 seconds here, 2 seconds there. And then maybe make the whole thing a bit shorter.
How long would you have had it for? What is the perfect length?
The OVA is 2.5 hours long, about. I mean, like, you could cut that down to 2 hours probably.
And they did. Yeah. That is exactly what they did.
But why did they stretch it out? Animation's so expensive to make anyway. It's dumb. And it really takes you out of the animation when you're just like, someone says a line and then they freeze for about a second afterwards. And you're like, this is supposed to be a conversation. Come on.
I want it longer. I don't think it's long enough. I wanted to see more people twitching their wrists and mechanics following them in the motions. I want to see more of that.
Shadows jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just not my cup of tea.
Okay, Anthony.
Oh, it's so much better than I remember. I remember it being really, really, really good. and then to sit and watch the OVAs in one go, because I must have only ever watched the movie version. And the OVAs are long. They are long. But if you break it up, don't watch it in one go, I think it's a great little watch. And it, I remember my DVD, the quality on the DVD is garbage.
It is, so yes.
I remember using it for a video, an AMV of my own. And I remember thinking, God, there's not many scenes that you can use at times because the quality is so bad. You can't tell what's going on when it's full screen.
They later released a set with the OVA and the movie. I don't know whether
that's what I've got.
That's what you've got.
Yeah, and it doesn't look great.
Okay, so maybe they just put the same DVDs in from the previous set.
Probably. It's in like a cardboard sleeve.
Yeah, I don't know if the movie's any better. Because the movie's what you can currently get on YouTube. You can pay £2.50.
Well, I watched the little clip for the preview, and it looked terrible.
Fair enough.
It's terrible, terrible quality. Mind you, I had just watched whatever remastered version is currently available, and it looks so good.
Yeah, there's a Blu-ray release in Japan, which I think has got the English dub on, if I remember correctly.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Sorry. When I was watching the OVAs, I actually watched the first two episodes with subs and then the last two with dubs. And normally I hate dubs, but the dubs are so much better in this than the subs, I think.
Bryan Cranston. Heisenberg.
I think he's very good in it. I think the script is not as good when it's in other people's hands. But the mix seemed... The music's too high in the mix on the dub, I thought. I was finding it quite hard to hear some of the dialogue in the English dub, but on the Japanese track it sounded a little clearer. What about you, Leon?
This is the reason that I watched both of them. I was watching the OVA, and yeah, the quality is terrible. Especially like the contrast's terrible, but like rewatching it. And at the end of the first, episode, I was thinking, why do I think I like Macross Plus? Like, I was thinking, is it just a thing where like I watched it when I was younger and I thought, yeah, Macross Plus is cool and not really, thought about it. And after that first episode, I was like, okay, some of this stuff's cool, but like, this is just, as Grace saying, it's like a love triangle, two douchebags, and an annoying girl. And I was thinking, it just feels so messy. I was thinking, man, why do I think I like this? I watched the other three episodes. Split them up. And it got better as it got along, especially when you get to like, episodes 3 and 4, but yeah, it was really an identity crisis. So I was thinking, man, maybe I just don't like Macross.
I think it's best when it's at the start.
Oh, no.
I am so into the bit at the start.
It was so slow going.
And I don't care about anybody. So after I finished that, I was quite down. I was quite down on the whole thing. And I remember thinking, I'm sure I like the movie. So I did watch the dub as well. So maybe that had helped. But then, the dub cast is pretty cool. You've got Cranston, you've got Bato, Richard Epcar, you've got Jet, Bob Lindsay, you've got, a couple other people who I've heard from other things. I thought, yeah, it's not too bad. I'm sure, Spike's there as someone.
Yeah. He's like the evil scientist.
Yeah.
The
evil scientist. Yeah. So it's like, it's a pretty decent, like, dub of people, not great. As, Bryan was saying, not everybody handles the script in the same way. But yeah, I was thinking like, so disappointed. So I put on the Blu-ray version of the film, and instantly it looks gorgeous. Like, so good. So good. And then immediately, the whole thing just feels higher budget, and it feels like a film. And like the mix sounds better sound wise. And then one of the bigger issues I had with the OVA is that, it just felt like nothing really made sense. It's that you'd get some dialogue here and there, explaining the story, and then suddenly it's like, this is happening, we're doing this and doing this, and none of it really made sense. And at least with the movie, they like add some scenes, add some dialogue, but also snip away bits, and it just feels like it runs a lot smoother and it's a more enjoyable watch. So in the end, it changed my mind on it, and I was like, okay, I was a bit more leveled off. Like, this isn't completely terrible. It's actually all right, and the action scenes are really good in it.
Yeah, the main thing I took away, I wasn't... I was watching it, and I was like, oh, I remember this bit, I remember this bit, I remember this bit, I remember this bit, but it seems to be taking longer to get through it than I remember. and then at the end, particularly the Gould's death.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, so, oh.
He really got shortchanged compared to the movie. Whereas the movie, I can remember vividly what happens to him as his body basically breaks apart as he's flying at faster and faster speeds. You see his eye burst.
Does he die in the same way, like under the same circumstances?
He does, but he's pretty much a goner before he hits the drone.
Mm.
All right. Because, like, in the OVA, it's just kind of like, hey. But, like, a little bit of bromance. It's like, let's go for drinks sometime. Yeah. That's awesome. See you later. Boom. I'm dead. Like, what? It was so unnecessary.
Yeah, because, like, isn't it in the OVA that they make sort of, he says, oh, I'm going to take off the thing, so the G's, blah, blah, but then they don't really go into it, and then it just ends up with him flying into it. While in the movie, him saying he's going to take it all off, take off that and then fly freehand makes a lot more sense, because then you start to see stuff like his ribs get crushed, and like his face is all veiny, and that stuff just plays out a lot better, where he's like, oh yeah, the G's are taking their toll on him. And then he doesn't even fly into the ship. Instead, he hits it, which causes it to go off course and blow up. And then he flies into orbit, and then you sort of see, like, him and the ship all messed up and his body. And it's a lot darker, way darker.
That sounds much better than what I saw.
That bit feels really rushed in the OVA anyway, because it's like,
yeah,
they find out what happened with the past. It's like, yeah, oh, well, we're buddies now. Now that you've accepted that you...
Yeah, you forgot.
Raped my girlfriend. I don't know whether he ripped. It's
no, I think it's attempted.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they would have covered it up if it was that. But the problem is, it's like that all the problems are of their own causing.
Yeah.
Which is deliberate, but.
It's really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know.
Gould is a bad guy. He's the bad guy.
Well, I think, I don't know whether they make it particularly clear in the dub, but it's supposed to be due to his genetics, because he's half Zentradi, half human.
Oh, really? That's not clear.
No.
At all. He just, like, looks like he loses their egg and then rips her top off.
Yeah.
And then
she just
forgives him in the future and sleeps with him.
So I think that's the implication of why they're more forgiving of him. Because isn't he taking drugs for depression, which is messing up the mental control thing in the... Yeah, it's not very clear in how it's presented, at least in the dub. I can't remember if it's any clearer in the sub, or whether it's all stuff you've got to read around to know.
Yeah, it's not clear. I mean, like, if you read it like, oh, he's a guy with mental issues, you're like, oh, that's okay, as opposed to, like, he's just a douchebag and a rage. Like,
well, I don't forgive him.
Yeah.
I'm on his bad books.
Because he's quite clearly forgotten through three of the episodes.
Yeah,
and then he just remembers for no reason, seemingly.
I don't understand how he's not sure, because he sees this scene play out in his head. Clearly first person. Clearly first person. And it takes for him to see his own reflection to realise, oh shit, that was me. It's clearly first person.
And then he goes to Isamu, who's just like, oh, you knew I got it wrong. It's like, how the fuck did they know what's going on in your head? Like,
because they're brothers bound by romance. Right.
Well, the current Macross series involves people catching some sort of syndrome which causes them to go berserk, so maybe that's a lot. 20 years later, they're going to try and deal with that in continuity as an explanation why. We shall see. Though, of course, you have to know, as I forgot when I was doing research, is that all Macross series are fictional accounts of events which happened in the Macross universe.
What?
So, who says this? Who's
Shoji Kawamori?
Oh, okay.
Because basically, any continuity error is a continuity error caused by the people in the Macross universe who are making these TV shows and films about events in the Macross universe.
So there is a true Macross universe, and then the fuck-ups are fictional representations yes. of the truth.
Yeah.
That's a little deep.
So everything we see are fictional accounts of events which happened in a real, non-existent universe.
It's a Macross inception. That's what's happening.
Because I think originally they just said, like, the Do You Remember Love movies, a movie version of the events of the original Macross series in the Macross universe. But I think he's then gone on to say that everything's like that.
I'm so confused.
I'm so confused. Actually, you know, the one thing I found when I was doing a little bit of research on this was there's a poster of Macross Plus. And on the bottom of the poster, there's a review that says, Anime 5 Cuts Above the Norm by Wizard Magazine. Who the hell is Wizard Magazine?
You do not remember Wizard Magazine? Well,
it would take a wizard to understand all this timeline nonsense.
Well, the wizards are still around. All they're doing, I think, at the moment is running conventions in America. But they were like the big comics magazine in America in the 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like a big part of the speculation.
Do they have something to do with wizards, or is it just a name?
It was just a name.
Okay.
These are the kind of magazines I would see in a shop, stupidly buy, and be really disappointed.
I want to be a wizard, and then you buy it.
Well, I was knowing less about the wizard aspect. It's just, I can just imagine it being like a trashy magazine. Like, looking at the... Yeah, I don't know if he needs to read that. They're still printing stuff. There's stuff about, like, Age of Ultron and stuff. Why are they... So recent, why are they still alive? Why are they still printing stuff?
Why aren't they dead yet?
Who's behind this?
They cut down a lot of stuff. And then they just sort of poach on other conventions in America. So it's like, you've got a convention. Okay, well, we'll start our convention a few weeks earlier and steal all your guests and attendees.
Oh, very clever. Crafty.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Actually, it's long gone, this magazine. I thought I'd seen an Age of Ultron cover. The last issue was about Green Lantern. That says it all. That's what killed. 235 issues.
Yeah. I for about a year, I bought some. Until I came to my senses.
This was a big deal.
Yeah, they used to have zero issues of comics you could only get via Wizard and things like that.
Oh, that old.
I think in part, what's it called? Robot Chicken came out of Wizard.
Oh, cool.
Because Toy Biz, I think, had like a strip which Robot Chicken came out of strips where they'd use dolls and action figures to do stuff.
Hmm.
I have to say, you are so knowledgeable about the most random
things. I mean, I'm good at sounding certain about things which...
He's making it up on the spot.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Things I'm vaguely remembering. What notes have I got? Oh, the bit where Osamu pretends his hand is a Valkyrie is like...
Saddest thing. It's like you're an adult.
But that scene is, if you turn that into a TV series, that's Cowboy Bebop. Because it's even got the Cowboy Bebop slide guitar, blues music going on behind that scene.
And,
I very much thought Cowboy Bebop when I saw that, apart from the retarded this kind of thing.
Well, in my head at that point, I was like, oh, I can see Matthew McConaughey playing this in a live action. I can see it's a Stellar style setup for Macross Plus.
I think Isami is supposed to be 24, so I think that boat might have sailed.
McConaughey can play anybody once. Male, female, child, adult.
Just
dog.
Some CG on his face.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that the planet was full of dinosaurs.
What?
Dude, I feel like they could have done so much more, like fighting the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they like mention like stuff like the eggs and stuff like that, but you never really get some dino action.
No,
the weird animals at the beginning.
Yeah, you get those little sort of cockatoo pterodactyls. mm-hmm. and that giant one he sees. But when they go in the city in episode two, it's like every decoration is dinosaur themed.
Doesn't get old.
Oh yeah, when they're in the restaurant and stuff, there's yeah. like Triceratops balls and
yeah, there's like a pterodactyl swimming pool and
yeah, it's like the Flintstones.
Space.
Actually, I'd watch that episode of the Flintstones.
Oh, it'd be so good.
They'd try to fly pterodactyls around.
By like twisting their hands and
oh yes, because when I watched it with Ivan, I noticed that they got giant phones, which was obviously a thing of being from 1993-94 when you've been animated. But I hadn't noticed the CRT monitors, which are
yeah.
CRT is the best.
Old tech.
Yeah. It's like, could not imagine flat screen monitors in 1994.
Speaking of, I want to bring up the CGI.
Yes.
The CGI is bloody good.
That's because there's not much of it.
It's seamless. Yeah. You're right, there isn't much, but it's so seamless.
I was very like, whoa, the animation like went up and then it ended after like 3 seconds. I was like, oh, back to this.
I like the CG.
Oh,
it was good.
Oh, who are we echoing off?
I don't know. Yeah, this, I think the CG works because it's in generally used as you would use computer graphics for like heads up displays and things.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to make the spaceships in as CG.
Well, it does do that bit at the in the last episode or the
when it
third
goes
episode.
Through the city when it's
yeah, like, yeah, that's very CG and it looks fine.
Well, that, that I got a couple of shades of like Spider-Man the 90s series. I'm thinking, oh, please don't keep this up. And they don't, but like there was a fair of it happening.
Better shades of the Spider-Man 90s series than the X-Men 90s series.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's all CG jets now, and Across Frontier was all CG Valkyries, yeah. wasn't it? Yeah. No more hand-drawn aeroplanes.
Someone's out of a job.
Soundtrack thoughts? Sharon Apple? We've not really talked about Sharon Apple at all.
She was naked. She's a floating naked giant woman. It's terrifying. And I didn't like her. I don't know, like, we didn't talk about character designs yet, and I have to say, I'm not really a fan. Like, I kind of got into anime in the, like, 2000s, so they stopped doing the pointy noses and the giant chins and Ghoul's giant hairless eyebrow muscles.
Oh, I love his face!
Giant chins are back now, Grace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never left.
But yeah, oh no, sorry, you were talking about the music. Music, whatevs. I was just like, hurry up and get back to the shooting. That's why I'm watching Max before, not for K-pop, or sorry, J-pop.
There's some good music.
Yeah,
I think
it's
the
Yoko Kanno
music
again.
Is
this is a this very proto bebop because it's Yoko Kanno and Watanabe and Nobimoto. And
just, squad.
Yeah, you've got Unsho Ishizuka as Gould on the Japanese cast, who go on to be Jet Black in Cowboy Bebop. I was going through his list, and I think he may be the actor who's appeared on the most things we've podcasted about.
Yeah, he's Joseph Joestar, definitely.
Yeah, and Mr. Satan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's a great voice. Great voice.
Yeah, character designs. I always liked the pointy noses, but then again, that's because I came into anime in the 90s, and one of the first things I dug was Escaflowne, which has the pointiest of noses.
I like Escaflowne too, but what's the girl in Escaflowne?
Oh, God, I can't remember her name now.
Well, anyway, like, she's kind of like rounded off, but like, yeah, Hitomi, like, round hair, like she doesn't have big, huge 80 shoulders like Myung does in Macross Plus.
She's hot. I like Myung. She's a good female lead.
Who's hotter, Sharon Apple or Myung?
I'm not into Sharon Apple. Actually, there's three versions of Sharon Apple. So there's like the one with the short hair. Was there a bald one? don't know. I'm imagining a bald one.
That's your own little fantasy.
But yeah, Myung is fine. And so is the other girl who he kind of takes out on the date. I like her as well. What was her name, the blonde one?
Is it Lucy or something like that?
Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good character. I feel sorry for her.
Oh, she's a terrible character.
Yeah, she's got the worst dub voice.
I didn't watch the dub, so it was fine. She could do better than that.
I was going to say, yeah, I think in the Japanese version, she's Yolasu plays Faye Valentine, so.
Oh, see?
Why is she terrible?
I don't know. Oh,
in the dub, her dialogue's so stilted.
That's not the character's fault.
Yeah, it's the script's fault.
It is the script. Not the acting fault.
Leave the character alone.
Yeah, how dare you.
And is the other blonde kid her brother, the hacker?
Because
he's probably the most annoying character.
Oh, what? He's a great character.
No, he's terrible.
He's the super creep.
I don't know what they're doing the English dub, but the bit where he's first introduced, Dyson suggests it's like the Colonel's father or something. And he's the Colonel's son and like he just pulls a face.
Yeah, he's always calling him kid in the dub, and yet the guy playing him seems to have a deeper voice than Bryan Cranston.
Well, they only mention him being a kid at the very start of the Japanese, which is like, what's a kid doing here when adults are talking, that kind of thing. It's quickly brushed upon.
It's more of a case where he's like a genius sort of prodigy type thing. I don't think he's super young, but I think he's younger than everyone else.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, he's not that old either.
No.
It's like Myung's 23. Asamu's 24.
Yeah, Asamu's talking about high school, for God's sake.
Maybe everyone just looks really old in this universe. Like, they're actually obviously really young. That kid is actually 7 years old, the hacker. I liked him.
Yeah, like, going back to, like Sharon Apple, she felt really, under-imagined in the sense that we keep hearing people, Sharon Apple. And then we do get, like, this really long extended gig, but it's like Sharon Apple. But all the things with it, and then suddenly it's like, we put the chip, and she's self-aware, and blah, blah, and now she's evil, and Usamu. It's like, all of that just feels super, like, tacked on. It doesn't feel, considering that she's meant to be, like, an imprint of, Myung, and all that stuff that goes with it, it's very just limiting. It's like, oh, she's in love with, Usamu. The whole thing of like controlling people, brainwashing people during the gig, all of that is feels like just broad strokes. So they don't really go into it enough. And as an idol of the other Macro shows that I've seen, she's definitely the worst. Like no character whatsoever.
Yeah, I felt that. It's like, okay, she's Sharon Apple, she's an idol or whatever. And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, she wants to destroy everything. And she's like getting the giant Macross out. You're like, what? Where did this come from? What does this have to do with anything? But it's finally like, well, at least we get to see like the Macross. Like, I don't know. It was, very poor script writing, I would have said.
It was 994, it was cyberpunk, it was like AI, Johnny Mnemonic. It was it.
Johnny Mnemonic, great song.
I like Johnny Mnemonic.
Good one. See, I like the idea of Sharon Apple, like the way everyone kind of treats her as this, like the biggest musical artist ever. Nobody else matters. We've all got to see Sharon Apple. I like that aspect, but as a character, yeah, she's shit.
But I like the concert scene, and I think the end scene works better in the movie.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, I like the concept of the three versions of her. Like, that's really cool, but they just don't do anything with it.
Well, the bit with the hacker. The end's pretty good, where she kind of convinces him to go nuts and shoot dice. And I think that was a really good scene. I like that. But yeah, other than that, she just kind of flat floats around and strokes people's chins. Big chins getting stroked.
The scene where they're in the jet fighter and then like Sharon Apple comes through Isamu's monitor and she floats in, and her face just goes straight towards his crotch. I was like, where is this going? But then she goes up, and you're like, okay, that would have been a different movie.
I'm sure someone's done a sketch of that somewhere.
I'm pretty sure that was what they wanted you to think, anyway. So.
Yeah. Sharon Apple.
I do remember that people were always desperate to get the... I say people, Macross fans. Are those really
They're
people?
They're not really people.
We're desperate to get the Cream Puff. I think it was like the single, the Sharon Apple single.
Oh, jeez.
Back in the day.
What, they wanted it in the charts?
No, they were just trying to get hold of import copies.
Oh.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast before. I probably have. When I was at Shinenkai, there were some Macross fans talking to each other, and they were buying stuff from the stalls just so other Macross fans couldn't buy them. They'd already got these items, but they wanted to make sure they had the best collection. So therefore they were buying doubles.
That is amazing.
Other people couldn't have as good a collection as they did. As I say, are they really people?
Dark really underbelly.
Yeah. Do we know any big Macross guys?
Yes, we do.
Who?
Perrin.
Oh, that is something Perrin would do. Yeah. Is he one of the people?
No, he wasn't, no.
Oh.
He wouldn't have been old enough to go to that con.
A wee babby. Oh, man. There's some good reflections in this.
Yeah, I like the one on the bike on the highway.
Yeah, when she's like, they nearly kill her.
Yeah.
Gets crushed by the big tanker. It happens again when the AI system for Sharon Apple kind of goes on the red carpet. You see the crowd reflected back from the other side. That looks nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, and then you get the reflection of Osamu's Valkyrie, or it's the shadow on the clouds after.
Oh yeah.
Bill thinks he's blown it up. So I think that's definitely a recurring thing they're going for. And of course, they make that shadow look like the shadow of the giant pterodactyl thing you'd seen earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I missed that.
I really like all the cockpit shots. I thought those were pretty cool. Like, they're pretty, like, smartly animated, where they only have to sort of move their fingers or their, like, lower jaw, but it looks really cool. Like it is quite intense when they're jumping back and forth between those during the dog fights. I thought those were pretty good.
Yeah, like in general, I thought the cockpit animation and then also the fighting animation is really good. Like it's really clear they spent all their money there. But in terms of the majority of the film's not fighting, and they're just talking or whatever, and they really could have spent a bit more money there in terms of acting. It's like, there's a couple of shots where someone's having a conversation and Myung or Lucy is just like, says their final sentence, and then they just run out of scene to save every frame they could. Can't walk, gotta run out of here.
I was going to see if I can find the original release schedule. Because I know there was like a big gap in the UK between episode 3 and 4, as there often was. So I'm wondering, if there was any similar gaps in the Japanese version. Yeah, so they released all 4 over 10 months.
I could say 10 years. I don't know why.
No, it wasn't Giant Robo. Yeah, so it was August 94, January 95, February 95, and then June 95.
What kind of reception did it have then?
I mean, if you ask people my age or around my age, they absolutely love it. This is the best Macross thing ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm with them. I mean, I'm no Macross expert, but it's really good. Where was this on my top 100 list?
Oh, it's probably on my top 100 list as well.
This was very high.
Though I'm probably, if I do a top 100 list again, I'm going to qualify it as being the movie.
I can't find the doc.
Top 100. I may have moved it somewhere.
Oh, where's it at? We'll never know. mine would have been in the top 30 or 40 of my guaranteed.
30 or 40, that's pretty high.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm so disappointed with you lot. Yeah,
I'm shocked that you watch 70 other things that are worse than this. Go on.
45 it was on your list.
45, there we go. What was it ahead of and what was it after?
Okay, so 46 was Metropolis, mm-hmm. and 44 was Hypera, the Little Vampire.
See, that is a great show.
Metropolis is way better than this.
this just rings true. I just like all the starting bits. I prefer all the conflict with them, as friends. I like that. Yeah, I'm off the romance. It's Sharon Apple that makes it weak. Bloody Sharon Apple.
It was 51 on my list.
See?
52 was Kickheart, and 50 was Genius Party Beyond.
Oh, Genius Party is way better than Macross Plus. I don't know. Don't look where that was on my list in case it doesn't represent what I've just
said. I was
going
to say, but Macross Plus, though, doesn't have that, whatever it's called. what's the thing in Genius Party that grinds the party to a halt?
Limit cycle.
That's it, yeah.
I was going to say limitless. That's the...
At least Macross Plus doesn't stop for 15 to 20 minutes and we get some sort of lecture.
Instead, it stops for 15, 20 minutes and you see Sharon Apple flying around doing
That's
shit.
That's fine.
Doing shit.
I mean, it is fine, but I'm just anti-Sharon Apple. I would have walked out that gig. Because in the... I don't know what it's like in the dub, but they're saying like, oh, the excitement levels are at 82%.
Well, she saved the best for the... Episode 4 with Information High, because that's my favourite one of the...
Can you sing a little bit?
It's the bit which starts with danger, radiation, danger. It's like the 8-minute track as they're flying towards Macross City.
Okay. I mean, there's no music I dislike, to be honest. It's really good.
One thing, like just silly things that I'm a bit noticing in there. But I'm sure in the first OVA... You have Isamu. When Gold comes in and it's like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a test between the two, like he punches like the computer desk and like fucks it up, like breaks it. And then again he's in Millard's office and they have an argument. He walks outside and punches his door and fucks up his sign and it's like, how's he getting away with all this shit?
How is he not hurt?
Yeah, weird. One, how is he not hurt? And two, is like, okay, he's a maverick, and they're like, okay, we'll allow his hijinks out on the airfield. But, like, he's actually breaking property at work.
How dare he?
He's only young. He's only, he's only 24 or something. He's a good guy.
He's a complete douche.
When they do
that other test, and he, like, dries his face in Yang's coat. And it's like, you know, Yang just wants... Wants to beat the crap out of him, but you know.
But he couldn't. You see what he does to that computer screen? He couldn't. He'd crush Yang. I wonder what happens to Yang, because he just sends him out with the escape.
Sends him off to die. Yeah. Then he's dead.
It'd be good if you didn't see his parachute open.
Yeah, Yang ruined his helmet. It's the one thing that Isamu didn't break.
I like that helmet. If I was to have a motorbike, I would have
the helmet. So pretty
Dyson
cool.
Helmet. You'd look pretty crap with the gold helmet because it's just like a horrible brain.
Yeah,
you look like the biggest nerd
character ever.
Oh. I'm so disappointed you all aren't crazy for it. I expected this would be like a Macross Plus party. I just thought this was going to be.
You're lucky I rewatched the movie.
Yes, because otherwise it'd be even worse, I think. I wish I'd not watched the movie at this point.
Yeah, I wish I watched the movie too.
You're lucky I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't watch
you...
I don't know.
The movie definitely is a lot better. And everything seems to happen, not essentially for a reason, but a lot of things make more sense. because the OVA feels super disjointed. There's bits where I'm thinking the only reason they're doing this is because I've probably missed a sequence or something that I don't remember from childhood, like why they're on to the next scene. And then watching the movie, while it doesn't really have those scenes, I just think that the Japanese script and just the way it's set up is a lot better.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's 115 minutes of the movie. It's got 20 minutes of new footage.
115 minutes?
Yes.
The OVA is twice as long. And worse.
It's supposed to be about three lots of 40 and one lot of 30, isn't it, I think, the OVA is. Yeah, some of the stories are changed and...
There's nudity added.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm definitely missed out.
Who's naked?
It's Lucy after Isamu and her hooked up.
Is she hot?
Oh.
Oh yeah, I think they add nipples to Sharon Apple later on as well.
Oh, that's around.
That changes everything. I wish.
Is that how they publicized it?
Yeah. Now we've added nipple.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out alongside a Macross 7 movie as Macross Festival 95.
These titles are so confusing.
Yeah, because Macross 7 is like, okay, was there like five we missed? Nope.
Yeah, because was Macross 2, I know that's the one they sort of struck off.
Yes.
But it's Macross 2, was that not made by him? Was that just made by the studio?
I think it was just made by somebody who had the rights. Again, I don't want to get into the rights because I don't fully understand it. But yeah, somebody made 2 and then Kawamori came back and was like, rewrote the timeline to make sense of it and then got rid of 2 and then put out, I think it was plus 7 and then there was a manga as well. Trash.
I've not read it, but I remember that name.
Things about rollerblading.
If I remember. Titles apt.
Again, mid-90s. because what was popular? And then Dyson apparently shows up in one of the Frontier movies.
That's pretty good.
However, looking for screenshots, I don't know whether you see him or whether it's just him in his Valkyrie.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually never watched those. I've only watched the series.
Still flying the same Valkyrie, however many years later.
Punching things, probably. Unless he's grew up a little bit. Finally got the girl.
I doubt it.
Well, one thing in the movie, in the sort of the battle they have after Gold's chased or followed Isamu, and they're like flying around fighting and stuff. Like, why is there nobody in that city? It feels abandoned at the time, and they're smashing through buildings.
It's because they're all at the concert.
Oh yeah, they're all frozen.
That is a good point.
Bewitched by Sharon Apple.
Or maybe they just slaughter. Because I mean, even when they approach the planet, they kill all the orbits. There's no way those space stations are unmanned, and they're just getting wiped out.
I don't know. Well, maybe not, because this is like the first drone vessel they're doing, isn't it?
Mm.
And even after this, they sort of, I think it exists, but they always have it like there's a human master. So, cause they consider that drone thing to be too dangerous.
Right.
And I think they use the 19 design rather than the 21 design.
Hmm.
So it all ties into continuity, such as it is. Anything else to add before we move on to Brian's game?
Who are we cosplaying?
Who would you cosplay as?
Yeah.
I'll cosplay as the fat husband who shows up in episode 2. The guy who looks the most Cowboy Bebop, him and his wife and his kids. They are the most Cowboy Bebop designs in the show.
When he's running around in his shirt blown everywhere and his fat's out. He's good.
How about you, Anthony?
I guess I'll be Dyson.
Leon, you want to pick a for our cosplay group?
You can't copy, mind you. Just so you know.
I'd be the bald Sharon Apple, please.
Grace.
Oh, Jesus. I'll just be a Macross.
In a human, when they're like in a more dress human
as the Giant City. Hey, there's a Valkyries, they're not Macrosses.
I'll be a Giant City.
Be the city.
You better get started now.
That's probably the easiest one to do, actually, in cardboard boxes. Righto, Brian's game. Here we go. This is far too complicated. It may not make the final edit, as similar attempts to do this game. I think I've got it down now. Right. The game does not have a title. But in this game, I'm going to ask you a question about the Macross franchise. In fact, I'm going to ask you six. You will all give a guess to the answer. Once we have all the guesses, you can then choose to change your guess to one of the others that you think is closer to the right answer. If you change your guess and get it right, you get a point. If you stick with your first guess and get it right, you get 2 points. Knowledge is probably not going to help you unless you are the Super Macross fan. So it's probably just all guesswork, so don't worry
too
much.
What happens? Sorry to question this.
If it's a draw, everyone gets points.
No, I mean, what happens? Say Leon gets the right one. I answer a total buff answer, shit answer, pick Leon's, so I'm kind of taking his answer from him.
Well, if Leon picks his as well, then you both get a point.
Okay.
But Leon will get 2 points because he...
Because his was originally correct. I understand.
Let's see how it works. This is test run. Tried something similar before. It went terribly wrong.
What's the prize? A Sharon Apple concert ticket. get your chin
a drawing of her nipples.
Yeah, you can glue them onto your TV screen so you can watch the OVA and get the full movie effect.
Their motion track on.
Every so often they'll sync up and it'll be perfect. Okay, Anthony.
Yes.
How many tracks are there on Ultra Fire, the Best of Fire Bomber CD?
13.
Grace, how many do you think there are? This is Fire Bomber from Macross 7. They're the band, the main characters. This is their Best of compilation CD.
15.
Leon.
I'm going to go with 19.
Okay. Anthony, do you wish to change? Do you want to pick one of the other ones? Or are you going to stick with the one you picked?
Just to confirm, if the answer was, say, 10, would I then get it right?
Yes.
Because I was closest. I'm going to stick with 13.
Okay. Grace, do you want to change or are you going to stick with your guess?
I'm going to go 15.
Okay.
No, I can't change, can I? I'll just stick with mine. 13.
I'm going to stick with yours. Leon?
Okay. I'm going to stick as well.
Okay. Okay, the answer was 17, so Grace and Leon are both equidistant away from the correct answer, so they both get 2 points.
Yeah.
Okay, Grace.
Yeah.
In minutes, what is the running time of Macross Do You Remember Love Perfect Edition?
Oh, jeez. This is a song?
No, this is a movie. This is the Macross Do You Remember Love movie, the Perfect Edition.
100 minutes.
Leon.
Perfect edition, you say?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 104 minutes.
Is this a trick question? There is no perfect edition.
No,
I'm
going to
go with
here.
52.
52, okay. Grace, do you change your answer or are you going to stick with 100?
I'll stick with 100.
Leon.
I'm going to stick.
Anthony.
I will stick.
Okay, more fool you. Leon, you are closest. It was 145 minutes.
What?
That is long.
That is really long.
It is. Sounds I think perfect. They added like half an hour to it. It gets you 2 points.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Mm. You want to watch it? We got to get the 2 points.
Okay, Leon. In Macross Delta, how many members are there in Super Dimension Venus Valkyrie?
Valkyrie?
I think it might actually be Valkyrie, because they do specifically spell it with a W.
I'm going to go with... How many members?
Yeah, how many members?
5.
Anthony?
4.
Grace.
3.
Leon, you should change your answer.
I'm going to change my answer to 4.
Okay. Anthony, do you wish to change
I'm
your answer?
I'm going to change mine to 5.
Grace, do you wish to change your answer?
I'm going to change it to 5.
Okay. Well, Grace and Anthony are correct. They get a point each.
Boom!
It was 5. Spot on.
I'll put mine out there as a taunt, as a, a bait.
Okay, back to you, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
What year does Superdimensional Fortress Macross 2 Lovers Again take place in?
Ooh. 2083.
Okay, Grace.
Oh, jeez. 2084.
Oh. And Leon.
So
82.
What year does Superdimensional Fortress Macross 2 Lovers Again take place in?
Oh, 2035.
Okay. Anthony, do you wish to change your answer?
I'm going to stick with it.
Grace, do you wish to change your answer?
I'm going
to
stick.
Leon, do you wish to change your answer?
I will stick as well.
Okay, Grace gets 2 points. It was 2092. Taking Grace into the lead. Anthony 1, Grace 5, Leon 4. Okay, Macross Frontier. How many months long is the tour that... Oh, Leon will have to correct my pronunciation here. Cheryl Gnome. I think it's Cheryl Gnome, isn't it?
Yeah, Gnome, I believe.
Yeah, is wrapping up in episode 1. How long is the tour been... Is going to, well, once she wraps it up, but she's wrapping it up in episode 1. How long is the tour that she's been on? And it's Grace to start.
Like 3 months.
Okay. Leon?
No idea. I'm going to go with a year, 12 months.
I'm going to say 17 months.
Grace, you wish to change or you going to stick with your 3?
I'll stick with 3.
Leon.
I'm going to stick with 12.
Anthony.
I'm going to stick. 17.
Good move, Anthony, because it was 18 months.
Boom!
Final question. And the final current scores are Anthony 3, Grace 5, Leon 4. So, Anthony, you're really going to have to guess and stick, I think.
Yeah, basically.
In what year did the Supervision Army Gun Destroyer that would become Super Defense, Superdimensional Fortress Macross crash to Earth?
Who's first?
In what? This is Leon.
Oh, good.
God. I'm going to say 2000. Don't remember anything about the timelines. 2000.
Anthony.
2040.
And Grace.
What's the question again?
In what year did the Supervision Army Gun Destroyer that would become the Superdimensional Fortress Macross crash to Earth? So the thing which sets up the entire series.
I'm going to say 2039.
Oh!
Okay, Leon, do you have to change yours?
I'm going to stick.
Anthony, do you wish to change
yours?
I'm
going to stick to try and win.
Grace, do you wish to change yours?
I'm going to stick.
Okay. In which case, Leon has won. Oh.
What year was it?
1999.
Oh,
I don't remember that happening.
So, final scores. Anthony 3, Grace 5, Leon 6.
Yes.
Yay.
And Brian happy that the game worked. Right, time for plugs. Grace, what do you want to plug?
I'm going to plug my dead YouTube channel. if you search Chinese Irish, that's my channel. It's mostly about when I was living in Korea. There's some vlogs, and if you should happen to want to actually learn Korean, there's some cool info there.
And also, was it a dog cafe? Was that the last few blogs?
The last one, I went to the dog cafe and saw some hot Korean dude kissing a dog's tongue.
A dog what? Like,
they were kissing.
Yeah. Like properly kissing.
Was that dog wearing a nappy as well?
They didn't tilt heads or nothing, but there was definitely some.
Oh, there was a head tilt. Gosh. That's weird, isn't it? I don't know what's acceptable out there. I don't know.
I don't
depends.
Know.
You said the guy was hot. Was the dog hot?
The dog is not hot. The guy
is
hot.
A sheep.
It's a sheep.
What lovely Mooko.
Grace isn't going to know what lovely Mooko is.
Oh, she will after she Googles it.
Okay.
My favorite dog. I would give. I'm not going to finish. It's then. A.
Fill in the blank. It's an anime dog that Anthony likes so much that he bought a coat so he could dress
made
like the
from
dog.
Its flesh.
Leon, have you got anything to plug?
Me and a bunch of colleagues from work spend a little bit of our spare time being terrible at video games, but also having fun. It's on YouTube. It's the channel Focus Fire Nerd, so check it out.
Okay, yeah, send me a link and I'll stick it in the show notes. And Anthony, have you got anything to plug?
I have. If you go to YouTube and search Adventure Bastards, you can watch me and a few people play role-playing games.
Jesus, I'm the only one not on YouTube.
I know. Living in the past. Twitter is AntAskew, and that's it.
Hey, once Google Play lets UK podcasts go on there, we'll be sorted.
What's Google Play?
So the Google Play Music, they're letting, they put in the US, you can put your podcasts on that.
Oh.
But as we're not in the US, we can't yet.
And does it make people listen?
I assume it would bring more listeners to us.
It forces them to listen.
Yes. It goes into their homes at night. If you've got Android, it comes around and beats you up. Forces you to
do you reckon in the future we'll be like Sharon Apple? We'll be like, our podcast will appear in someone's room. And
I hope so.
And
then we
the
might
room.
Finally get to do that podcast with John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finally.
Righto. Have I got anything to plug? When's this coming out? No, it's too early to plug Amicon stuff because they haven't put the events list up yet. But once Amicon put the events list up, then I'm going to be constantly plugging things, so. Look forward to that. In the meantime, listen to this podcast and listen to our other podcast, Let's Go JoJo, where us and Secret Sailor Madness guys every week talk JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and then talk about every other show we've watched that week, some of which Anthony actually watches.
What do you mean? That's him.
You haven't been watching Bungo Stray Dogs or Hero Academia or the show about the baby seal.
Oh, well.
Or Luluco.
I don't watch all the rubbish ones.
So listen to that. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to us on Facebook. Write reviews in places you can write reviews. Let everyone know about the genius that is Dynamite in the Brain. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, we stop recording.
Your life's gone down the drain.
Excellent. Thank you.
With pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.